This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Gates withdraws. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former Congressman Matt Gates withdrawing his name from the nomination to be Attorney General. It comes a day after Gates facing scrutiny over allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use while he was a congressman, met with senators who would be holding confirmation hearings. ABC's Jay O'Brien says it appears Gates couldn't clear a path to the 50 votes needed by the Senate to be confirmed.
He just didn't have what he needed out of Senate Republicans to get this over the goal line. And Matt Gaetz acknowledges it. But the reality here is, if Donald Trump wanted to put Matt Gaetz through the traditional Senate confirmation process, which would mean a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee and a vote on the Senate floor, he would need the support of some moderate Republican senators who had expressed, a number of them, skepticism.
The president-elect in a statement thanking Gates for his efforts and says he believes he has a bright future. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As many organizations are suffering from a shortage of volunteers, research shows over 75.7 million, or 28.3% of the U.S. population, age 16 and up, formally volunteered through an organization between September 2022 and September 2023, approaching a return to pre-pandemic levels of volunteerism, according to joint research by the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps. Although more Americans formally volunteered, the number of hours served per person has continued to decline. New data shows that formal volunteering is rebounding and informal helping is climbing. Formal volunteering is helping others through organizations like food banks and other nonprofits. Informal helping includes activities like mowing a neighbor's lawn or bringing them groceries. According to AmeriCorps' analysis of the Census Bureau's current population survey, civic engagement, and volunteering supplement, data collected in September 2023, formal volunteers served an estimated 4.99 billion hours and contributed over $167.2 billion in economic value between September 2022 and 2023. An estimated 54.2% of Americans helped or exchanged favors with neighbors, such as house-sitting, running errands, or lending tools between September 2022 and 2023, compared to 51.7% in 2019. And for the first time, the survey is tracking virtual volunteering, which gained popularity during the pandemic. It shows that 18% of formal volunteers serve completely or partially online. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jair Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday. Both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day to day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and blustery today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs to near 40 degrees, and for tonight, we fall about 5 to the mid-30s. Spotty drizzle or light rain is still possible this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yao Asare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City and DePere drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. One fantastic Mr. Aaron Zummer is on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, November 21st, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along in hour number 2. Not so great, perhaps, if you're in southeast Wisconsin and trying to drive on the roads. Had a system come through late last night into this morning, looking at weather radar right now. Most of the accumulating snows have moved out of the state. It's a big wraparound system. By that, I mean it's one of these systems that swirls around. The center is now out past Wisconsin into Lake Michigan or over into Michigan. But what we're seeing is they call it the backside of this weather system. And it circulates in a counterclockwise direction, which means that our weather right now is coming. It's kind of weird because most of our systems, you know, kind of come out of the south or whatever for the west. But this one's coming straight down out of the north. So a lot of the precipitation from Park Falls to Wausau to Madison, over into the Fox Valley in Milwaukee, and depends on where you're at. A couple of places still seeing some snow. Some of it's now mixing with rain. But this is going to continue on at least into the early afternoon. Temperatures will rise a bit, which will mean that precipitation areas where you might still be seeing snow are going to change over to rain throughout the day. But that does not mean that weather conditions or road conditions are going to improve quickly. Currently, according to 511wi.gov, that's the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, which lists road conditions. Technically, I know it's not officially winter yet, but they call them winter driving conditions, winter road conditions. Technically, all roads in Wisconsin are in good winter driving condition. But what happened is, because particularly over in Milwaukee, Waukesha area, kind of down Racine, Kenosha, Mequon, the snow fell quickly. There are some places, even I think Beaver Dam was reporting 3 or 4 inches of snow earlier. Some places as high as 5. And when it came during the rush hour, so that packed onto the roadways, and there are now still 33 different reporting accidents in southeast Wisconsin, just 33 that we know about. So if you can stay off the roads in the greater Milwaukee area right now, best advised to do that. If you have to be driving, please allow extra time, go slow, plenty of room between you and the person in front of you to brake and to stop. Just not nice road conditions out there in southeast Wisconsin right now. The rest of the state, though, particularly Richland Center, La Crosse, Chippewa Valley, over to Amory, up to Hayward. You're going, what's Todd talking about? It's nice here. I get it. It just kind of affected the central part of the state over to the eastern part of the state.
We'll continue to watch these conditions and let you know major accidents that pop up or closures. But again, a number of them in southeast Wisconsin. Right now, Highway 12 going west at the Highway 59-89 intersection is closed because of a crash. That is kind of in just over the northern part of the Rock County line. A couple other sides roads closed is there. So just be careful out there. That's the bottom line. Going to be talking a little bit, a little sports here later on this afternoon. Maybe preview a little bit more deer hunting. Opening weekend of gun deer season this weekend, a big tradition for a lot of people in Wisconsin. But first, I wanted to follow up on kind of where we left off last hour. Because I think, again, I think it's important that we kind of get back to a few of these issues that are going to face us in 2025 in Wisconsin. 2025, it's in Wisconsin, you know, out in D.C., you have a budget. And in Wisconsin, they call it the biennial budget. Pass it every 2 years. Well, this year, it's a budget year. So already, folks at the state capitol are gathering to make plans on how to spend our tax money. According to state estimates, the state has just over a $4.5 billion surplus, which is great, right? But what should that money be used for? The Republicans in the state legislature want to use it to give us a tax cut or a rebate. And look, I've seen this countless times before. And even Governor Evers, I think last budget cycle, joined Republicans to do a version of this to, you know, we're going to give you whatever. Everybody gets a check for $135 or tax credit or whatever. Look, nobody's going to say, I don't want $135 or whatever it comes out to. But I think most of us in Wisconsin would say, let's just fund the things that we need in our communities. And give you the story courtesy of Channel 3000 of the Mauston School District, about a half an hour, 40 minutes north of Wisconsin Dells in Juneau County. Pardon me. Have a tickle in the throat, Mr. Summers.
Some days, that's just how it goes.
Just a little dry, you know, with all the heaters coming on and everything like that.
Makes sense. Makes that's why Todd says.
As David Letterman says, yes. It's a great time. When you hear or see me, your radio streaming host, have a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home viewer listener, to enjoy a beverage yourself. So here we go. Good old agua in the old CBS News mug. Now I feel better. Sorry about that, folks. Kind of wet the old vocal cords. Mauston, Wisconsin, Juneau County, just north of Wisconsin Dells. Great community, beautiful community. Their school, and again, these are operating referenda. Not big buildings, to simply keep the lights on. Failed. 78, by the way, 78 school district referendums passed, which is great. But the one in Mauston did not for a second time, or a third, second or third time. So they are having to seriously consider now dissolving the Mauston school district if they're going to put this up again after the first of the year. And if it doesn't pass, they're certainly going to have to cancel athletic programs, music programs going into next year. And the next step is dissolving the school district. And I have a great text, Mr. Somers, if we go back to that, please. I have a great text, great question from Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX. He says, quote, any idea why schools are becoming so expensive to run? Seems they keep adding stuff to make up for things parents can't do themselves anymore. Or is it the private school problem? I hear the budget numbers and it just seems like a lot of money, unquote. He says, just an observation. It's a great observation, Matt. And one that we should talk about more as we move into this budget year. And you're getting close to the answer in a lot of this. Because so much money has been put into private schools in Wisconsin, you have to realize that when a parent takes their kid out of a public school and moves it to a private school, that gets rid of that money that was coming into that district for that kid and goes somewhere else. Private schools in Wisconsin, they get to choose which students they take. So that means, and the term that is used in public ed or in education is severe and profound, meaning kids that have severe and profound disabilities. But under the law, as they should, school districts are still required to educate these kids and have to provide for them. And it's very expensive. In some cases, there might need to be lifts to get these kids into bathroom facilities or onto transportation, might need special transportation. You have to have a full-time aide with some of these kids all the entire time they're at school. And those are very expensive staffing things. And those staff people come with benefits. And by the way, since Act 10, those benefits are a lot less, by the way. Also, you have kids with a lot of behavioral problems, mental problems in terms of mental illness, mental health. And it gets very expensive to take care of those kids. And the public schools are required by law to take everyone. Private schools don't have to take any of those kids.
And those problems got a lot worse after the pandemic because a lot of teachers didn't go back to school. A lot of children's behavioral problems got worse when they didn't have that outlet at school.
I mean, there were some educators that might not have gone back. But the vast majority did. I think that by having kids stay home for as long as they did, it certainly changed how kids learn or how they approach learning. And in some cases, how districts are able to teach. But private schools don't have to do any of that. And so it makes it a lot less expensive for them. And so the public schools are still having a required to take these kids. And here's one of the dirty secrets, is that the Republican-controlled legislature is not adequately funding the special needs kids, the severe, profound kids. They send a lower rate of money for those kids to the public school districts. So there's a lot more rules and regulations that public school districts have to adhere to that private ones don't. And we've heard this before, enrollment is declining in public schools. People are moving out of rural areas because economies are not as strong. Therefore, fewer kids enrolled, costs still stay the same. I'm not getting to every part of the problem, but that's part of the challenge. So no, I shouldn't say no, because I don't know every single public school in Wisconsin. But I would say the vast overwhelming majority, 95% plus of school districts in the state, they're not bilking anybody. They're just trying to get by. Just trying to educate our kids. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. Cindy in Appleton, listening on WISS. Cindy, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Good morning. A couple things. First of all, not only do they have to spend more money on special educations and things like that, they are building these massive athletic fields and stuff, which I really think just are not necessary. And I don't think a lot of the private schools do that because they end up using different facilities. And the other thing I'd like to see is that budget surplus we have. I would like it to see go back to schools, back to education, and also our state parks, which the Republicans have just starved out over the last years. Our state parks are in big trouble, and I'd like to see that money go to them.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. We'll address it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the line, as Matt Flynn likes to say. Do not hang up. We'll get to your calls after this. It's the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
I iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, November 21st, 2024. If you are listening to us, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee area, down that part of the state, drive carefully. Most of the accumulating snow is over, although there might be a few flurries, a little bit of light rain. Temperatures on the rise, but still, multiple traffic accidents, road closures around the greater Milwaukee area, south to the Illinois border. Be cognizant of that if you're on the road. Taking the call there, right before the break, caller had a great point. I mean, I think she was fair in saying that she sees these big athletic complexes that some districts are passing and disagrees with that. I would say, number one, look, those go on the ballot on the referendum, and local voters could decide whether that's something that's important to them or not. I'm not necessarily opposed to nice athletic fields because, again, I think it's a community gathering point. It's important for that community. And if it's not, they're not going to pass that. But many of these referendums that are up in public schools are for operational things. Keeping the lights on, fixing roofs, HVAC equipment, that sort of thing. And also, I told the story before. I'll tell the quick version because we have people on the line. My dad coached wrestling and cross country for a number of years up in Shawnee, Wisconsin, about 30 miles west of Green Bay. And I can remember when former Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard, after he left the legislature, he and his wife, Kate Zeiske, were living in the greater Green Bay area. And John Gard was coaching the Notre Dame high school cross-country team in Green Bay. Private school. I'm sure it's a fine school. Nothing wrong with that. But Dad used to tell his cross-country team of his girls and gals would show up in a yellow school bus, and they'd get out and, you know, start stretching, good weather, bad weather. And here come Notre Dame Academy High School from Green Bay on a coach bus. And they bring out a couple of great big fancy tents like you see like at college athletes. And they'd have a training table with a trainer. And they'd have a buffet set up for these kids. It was better than some, you know, D3 schools. Because they're a private school. Their benefactors don't have to worry about taking kids with special needs. They put it into high-end things like their cross, and that's the cross-country team. Can you imagine what they how they treat their football and basketball teams? There's a big difference between public and private education and the priorities and the rules that apply to each one. And again, we have over $4.5 billion of our tax money sitting in Madison. And Republicans like Tony Kurtz and Howard Markwein want to give you $100 check to buy your next vote. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Charles, thanks for your patience down there in beautiful Milwaukee. First of all, Charles, how are the roads? Are you staying inside today? How are things down in your part of Milwaukee?
I am actually in Vegas right now, Todd.
So fantastic.
My wife and I missed all of that.
Well, I hope you're lucky at the tables.
We had a little snow in Minneapolis. We had a fly from Mitchell to Minneapolis that had de-iced the plane. But outside that, though, no. We're
all
in
right.
Vegas.
Well, I'm glad you listened to us on the app, I assume. Thanks for taking the app out to Vegas. What did you want to say on school funding?
Yes. So I spent 18 years of my life in MPS. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people
Milwaukee public schools, just to clarify. Go ahead.
Yes. So let's say there was a Mike in fourth grade class at a school, and Mike was a behavior child. Mm-hmm. That following school year, Mike's parents decide, well, let's take Mike and put him in a voucher school. Well, Mike goes to the voucher school, is having issues, but they keep him there until third Friday count. Third Friday count is when they count all of the kids in the school, and that's when the state divvies out its funds at how much money each school will get. Well, a week after third Friday count, let's say Mike comes in and looks at the teacher the wrong way. Well, the teacher says, I'm scared of Mike. Well, they kick Mike out. Mike has to go back to MPS. Now, the funds that came with Mike to the voucher school stays at the voucher school. Mm-hmm. Mike comes back to Milwaukee Public Schools without the funding that was given to Mike for the school year.
Yep.
It happens a lot. I saw it a lot where kids would go to these schools and they come back. The whole family would come back after third Friday camp because one of the kids got in trouble and they sent them back to MPS. And in public schools have to take the kids back.
I cannot thank you. I cannot thank you, Charles, enough for this call. You nailed it there. And to have a first-person experience like this, that puts it down there where the chickens can get at it, so to speak, and really lets people understand this problem. That you as public educators, you know, you get literally cheated out of taxpayer money. But yet you have to fund the kid who's having the special needs. It's remarkable.
Yes.
And thank you for all your service in public education, Charles. Really appreciate you. And, go ahead.
One more quick
question,
Todd, if I could.
Yeah.
And you're talking about schools. Also, the funding. If you're not a homeowner, then you have no money going to the school. So when my daughter played high school basketball, she had a playoff game at university school in River Hills. And I thought we were on a college campus.
Right.
I mean, they had their own field house.
Right.
Hockey. I mean, so yeah, if you don't have homeowners in the community, then that also limits the amount of money that goes toward the school and the upkeep of the school.
Great point, Charles. Thank you so much for this call. Really, really appreciate it, and safe travels as well. Lots of people on the phone lines. Chico, Ted, Peter, don't go anywhere. Want to get to your phone calls as well. Just coming up against the clock here, so don't want to cut anybody off here. But see, now we're getting somewhere, as they say. These are actual, and not to say that other issues aren't important. We're going to continue to talk about national issues as well. They are important. But as we approach 2025, it's good to be vigilant about what's actually happening in our own neighborhoods. Elections have consequences. Republicans have maintained control of the legislature. They are sitting on $4.5 billion plus of your tax money, our tax money. We're going to discuss it more. How should it be used? Your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers announced 125 years of Wisconsin state parks as the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree and invited students to contribute handmade ornaments celebrating how the park system reflects who Wisconsin is as a state. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from children, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to explore Wisconsin state parks for inspiration by reflecting on the state's beautiful and diverse natural spaces, significant historical markers, and the unparalleled recreational and communal value of Wisconsin state parks. Students are asked to make ornaments from non-breakable material. They must be strong enough to hold up during shipping and be handled while the tree is being decorated. It is recommended that students do not use fragile items or paper cutouts that may tear easily and that ornaments are 4 to 6 inches in size and are made from a color that contrasts with the color of the tree so they can easily be seen and enjoyed by all visitors. Please attach a 10-inch loop of ribbon or string from which each ornament will hang. If you have any questions about an ornament, please contact the Facilities Management Information Center at 608-266-1485. Please note that ornaments will not be returned. All students and families are welcome to submit ornaments celebrating 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks and should mail ornaments by Friday to Emily Gorman, Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Facilities and Transportation Services, 17 West Main Street, Suite 119, Madison, 53703. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and blustery today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs to near 40 degrees, and for tonight, we fall about 5 to the mid-30s. Spotty drizzle or light rain is still possible this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, November 21st. Glad to have you along talking about the 2025 Wisconsin state budget. Lawmakers at the Capitol already ginning up with news coming out that they are elected officials who work for us, by the way, are sitting on $4.5 billion plus with a B. $4.5 billion plus surplus of our state tax money. Republican lawmakers want to give us a tax cut or a check. Funny how that works after new maps were enacted by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, where Republicans lost four seats in the state Senate and are vulnerable for Democrats to take control in 2 years. Funny how Robin Voss's majority is now just down to a handful plus in the state assembly. Now they want to give voters a check. Meanwhile, many of our public schools continue to have operational referendums. How should this tax money be spent? Talked about the story in Mauston. Channel 3000 reporting, Mauston School District having to consider dissolving their school district if a final final referendum for operational costs are not passed in 2025. Going to go to Chico and Ted in just a second. But first, on MDX line, they say, "Hi, Todd, I live in Mauston. My granddaughter left that district last year due to a move. I have not been on those school grounds since December of 2023, but if my memory serves me correctly, they did just recently finish building new school buildings in Mauston," unquote. I believe that's true. I believe they have at least one new building. They have some very nice facilities in Mauston that taxpayers have said that's what we want. But it costs money to operate those. And that's what this referendum was for, was to say, look, you know, prices have gone up for certain things. State requirements. Our last caller from Milwaukee spent years in Milwaukee public schools, put it a great point on it. That special needs kids go into private schools, take the money with them, then the private schools say, you know what, this is too much work for us, and kick them out, but they keep the money. And then public schools have to basically take double the money to educate these kids, which, again, I have no problem. Everybody deserves an education. But meanwhile, Republicans in the state legislature are sitting on $4.5 billion. Peter, listening in Racine, says even if they give the surplus money back to taxpayers, it costs money to print and send checks out to everyone. Good point as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Chico, listening in Rio. Chico, always a pleasure. Thanks for holding on, my friend. What say you?
Well, I don't think it's very sound economic policy that the taxpayer should send money to the government and then the government send it back to the taxpayer. That just isn't very good fiscal policy as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And on a personal note, I have a grandson who had brain cancer at the age of 2, and he's severely impaired. And I was elated 2 years ago. He lives in Sun Prairie. When the Sun Prairie School District stopped at his house in a special van, mm-hmm, and picked him up and took him to school and returned him in that van after school. And he's doing better in school this year. He's the joy of our life. He's, mm-hmm, a miracle child. And it's just, I'm so happy that facilities like that, and as was said before, I know they're very expensive, but what's the price of a young child?
Every kid deserves a great public school.
You're exactly right. And you know, I'm a teacher, and I'm maybe a little bit biased in that way, but the best investment you can make is in your children.
Yeah.
And we need to give them the best that we can.
Really appreciate it, Chico. Thank you so much. Could not agree more. Chico down there in beautiful Rio. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ted, listening in Appleton. Been patient up there, listening on WISS out of Oshkosh. Ted, thanks for holding on. What have you got for us?
Thanks. Well, actually, I'm listening out of Green Bay. WGBW.
Thank you very much for that. Great station as well. See, you can get us all over Wisconsin now. Go ahead.
say, you know, for a past, what, close to 10 years, the Republicans have been complaining about the prison up in Green Bay and Waupun, how bad they are, and they need to be redone, but no money.
Right.
That's the second thing that comes out of them. Oh, but we don't have any money. Right. Well, here we go. I mean, and now that they say that there's $4 billion, nobody's been saying, well, what about the prison? You know, hello.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Lincoln Hills, the facility to treat juveniles, it was supposed to be shut down over 2 years ago. And it's still operating, and we still have staff getting attacked. I believe one person was killed recently there, a person that works there, by one of the juveniles. And you're right. That's another area where instead of solving the problem and working in a bipartisan way with Governor Evers, Republicans continue to be adversarial.
And I used to live down in Heartland.
Uh-huh.
By Whale.
Yeah.
So that's where the original boys' home. And I couldn't believe that they shut that down. It's like, okay, well, why don't we rebuild this, you know?
Right.
And
right.
They didn't. They just shut it down. You know?
Yeah.
But,
yep.
Oh, well.
Appreciate the call. That's so true, Ted. Thank you very much, Ted in Appleton. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
And there's another point. Speaking of schools and prisons, It's pretty well proven that if we spend money on schools and properly educate and take care of kids, then in the future, down the line, when they're adults, they're less likely to be in jail.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So that then it's like Chico said, it's an investment in our children, an investment in the future that pays off not just in quality of life and more people educated who take on and contribute to the community, but financial benefits as well.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you ruled the world, and you don't, that's what one of my former bosses, Scott Klug, used to say. We'd be driving around somewhere at office hours. I had the Ford Explorer. I'd be driving. And he'd be just in a good mood. He'd say, Todd, if you ruled the world, and you don't, then he'd ask me a question. If you ruled the world, and you don't, how would you spend $4.5 billion plus of Wisconsin state taxpayer money? Give us a call or text 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. And you say, well, now look, Todd, I'm not into giving my opinion. I don't need this app that you talk about because I could just listen to you. Well, one of our callers earlier from Milwaukee, he's out in Vegas.
Yeah, but what if you go to Vegas?
Go to Vegas, or maybe you go to Boaz, or maybe you go to Maguanago, or maybe you go to, I don't know, Merrill. You can take us with you on the Civic Media app. You can listen to all of our great stations, listen to this show live. Doesn't cost you a dime. And here's the big thing. Coming up after Thanksgiving in December, Aaron Carreno, our senior VP, who sits all day and has luscious drinks and thinks of promotions. That's his job. He sits around thinking of ways to give away things. And he's fantastic at it, by the way. He has thought up, and I'm not authorized to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. He has thought up of a great text-to-win promotion coming up in December. You're not going to want to miss it. But the only way you're going to be eligible for those prizes. And if you thought the three-way blender was great this summer, hold on to your hats for Santa's, I won't say it. It's coming up in December, and you're going to want to be there and play. The only way you could do it is to text in, and the only way you could do that is to download the Civic Media app. Be ready for the holiday season for the big Santa and Elf three-way giveaway. No, I'm not sure.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it was named.
I don't know what it's named. But it's going to be spectacular. Download.
I know some of the prizes, and it's going to be good.
Yes, download the Civic Media app. You can do it on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It is free. What's free these days? The Civic Media app. Get it wherever you buy your or get your apps. Let's go back up there earlier, Mr. Sommers. I want to address one of the texts on the line, speaking of the current subject.
What would you do with the $4.5 billion of state taxpayer money and also our public schools? Kevin in Maguanago, assuming he's listening, VAWAUK, appreciate that, Kevin. He says, quote, you cannot continue to throw money at a failing school district, i.e. Milwaukee Public Schools, if they were to get rid of some of the defunct buildings that are around the city. They could save a ton of money. Not only that is probably the worst public school system, I would say, in the nation, much less the state of Wisconsin, unquote. Kevin, I want to be careful here because I don't live in that part of the state. I don't know the Milwaukee Public Schools' current situation intimately. I can tell you this. When I worked for State Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, we spent a lot of time down at Milwaukee Public School System. Yes, there have been challenges. Not going to say there aren't. We took this show last year to Milwaukee Public Schools, South Milwaukee, and talked with a lot of the great educators. I was in the building. It was a fantastic building. It was a safe building. A great educators there. So, like, I think any organization or any public school, any school system, sure, there's always room for opportunity to do better. But, I think it's a bridge too far to say it's the worst public school system in the United States. And I think it's a very complex issue down there. But I agree. You should do an audit, for lack of a better term. Certainly, the former school district administrator was forced out down there, still investigating what happened to funds. So, yes, there are certainly leadership issues in that school district as well. And I hope that they get them corrected down in the Milwaukee public school system. But I can tell you from having been down there over the years, there are a lot of great things happening in Milwaukee public schools as well. Angie, listening on WMDX down there in beautiful Greene County in Monroe, Wisconsin, said, this was just discussed on Facebook because there is one nurse, I guess, in our town of Monroe for the school district. I said something about the billions of that the Republicans just wouldn't release. Can you believe a few tried blaming Evers and Biden? We did a quick lesson. That's another thing, right? The school nurse, again, money for that position is not being funded in some of our public schools. Mary, listening in Tosa. Todd, a Chinese quote, if you want happiness for a lifetime, take care of your children. Unquote. Well said. Matt, listening in Germantown on WAUK, says, give a tax cut to the wealthy. I think that makes a lot of sense with a barf emoji. It'll trickle down, right? Matt says, with sarcasm implied. John in West Bend on WAUK, the UW system, university system, and K-12 public in capital letters, public education. L.A. Tom says, it's what Gail King calls a great deal, the civic media app. Where'd you hear that before, L.A. Tom? Elliot, listening on YouTube, says, I really hope there is a three-way blender giveaway in the next. Well, you'll just have to stay tuned, Elliot. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Sharky in Racine. Sharky, always a pleasure. What say you?
Good afternoon. First off, we have to make sure that the judge is going to be paying that money off from the big investigation.
Gableman, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then we move down to the situation, Wisconsin is such a beautiful state. We all know how beautiful it is, but, we definitely have the water problem, and I think $4 million or billion is going to be eaten up real fast anyway, but we got to put that money somewhere for good use.
Mm-hmm. No,
and that's my call.
I appreciate it, Sharky. Thank you so much. Sharky, listening down there in Racine, WRJN area. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Listener on WMDX in Madison, oh, how nice. Says, Todd, you're a radio natural. Always enjoy the show. I'm not sure how natural, but had a lot of great opportunities, had a lot of great mentors. It is a privilege to be with you each and every day behind this microphone. I never take it for granted. You, the listeners, are what keep bringing me here. It's the happiest 2 hours of my day. No joke. I'm not kidding around.
I'm serious, folks. No hyperbole.
Come on back. We'll wrap it up here on the Old Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC News or CBS News Radio, depending upon which of the great stations across the state of Wisconsin you were listening to. By the way, maybe people don't always, we talk about this, but to people, this is a statewide radio network. Biggest statewide radio network behind only Wisconsin Public Radio. We cover the vast majority of the entire state of Wisconsin, including all major markets. So you could take us, you can listen. And I reports now this morning from a listener that apparently in our great engineering department has been tweaking the signals and whatnot, upgrading our equipment. So there are people who are traveling and listening over, they call it terrestrial radio in your car. They said we could get it even clearer. Further out now across the state of Wisconsin.
Yep, slowly but surely boosting everything up.
Yeah, so that's great news. And of course, you can download the Civic Media app and take us anywhere you have Wi-Fi or cellular signal as well. And then coming up after ABC, CBS News across the state of Wisconsin, we'll have the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, who is in the guest host chair today? Spin the wheel.
That would be.
I'm not sure who it is.
Give me a second.
Sorry. I thought you had the list in front of you.
Oh, Tom Pauzowitz, her normal guest that she has on Thursday.
Oh,
who she calls one of the most reasonable men in politics.
Yeah.
He is fully hosting the show, not just co-hosting.
Wow. Well, congratulations to him. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic show. And then stick around for Dom Selvia, followed by Pete Schwabba. And I was listening to Pete and Conrad last night. I was driving around a little bit, got my hairs cut, as Dale Schultz likes to say, because you don't just have one hair, you have all a bunch of hairs. And although I'm getting fewer hairs all the time, I'm getting hair in the wrong places. You understand this happens when you get to a certain age. I'm losing on the top of my head, but I have to continue to trim my nostril hair.
The one thing I really like
people
is
people are like, that's TM, that's too much information. We don't need to know that, Todd.
It's the rock star to wizard scale, where the less beard you have and the hair you have, it's a rock star. And then as it goes down to no hair on the head and a really long beard, you're a wizard.
I'm wizard-ish, although I keep my beard trimmed tight. I don't like a big, bushy beard.
Well, some people do.
I had a beard back in college, but I got through that phase, so everything was fine. Anyway, Pete Schwabba tonight from 6 until 8, and then Rick Smith Across America, and Robert Pilot
I was listening also to Robert Pilot last night, Native Roots Radio. And what I love about Robert is he's always cool, calm, and collect. He's completely unfazed.
Yes, yes.
They had a little technical snafu, as often happens on all of our shows. Technology is a weird thing, and he couldn't connect with his guest. And instead of, you know, he's telling jokes and just having a good time with it. So I always appreciate Robert Pilot's just sensibility and his calmness. And I always feel better after listening to Robert Pilot on Native Roots Radio.
It's a little bit contagious.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a very, very good way. So stick around for all those fine programs coming up tonight. Checking our roads quickly again for those listeners in southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha. Just be aware, 17 plus different accidents now and road incidents. Also, around on Highway 90, around Janesville, kind of from Stoughton down to the Illinois border, several different various accidents there. And actually up around the Green Bay area for our listeners at WGBW, not quite as many incidents, but also a couple of closures, a couple of road accidents there. And then scattered conditions, say, in southwest Wisconsin. There's some road work going on, but most of the actual road accidents related to this snow that came through are in eastern and southern part of Wisconsin. So just be aware of that. Our weather department and news team will keep you up to date as we go throughout the afternoon. But first snowfall of the season, Mr. Sommers, and you know, that's what happens, right?
Yeah, it always does.
it's one of those things, as they happen to say. Well, we'll talk about maybe a little bit coming up on the show tomorrow, I should say. Big show tomorrow. Brady Ewing, I have confirmed this now. It's not going to be a false tease. Brady Ewing will, in fact, be with us for the entire half hour, 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Former Wisconsin Badger, three-time Big Ten champion, also spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady Ewing will be here to talk a preview a big game this weekend down in Lincoln, Nebraska. Badgers need a win, but so does Nebraska. And we'll see after firing the offensive coordinator, Luke Fickle fired Phil Longo. And so we'll see if the Badgers can pull it together. And also preview the Packers this weekend as well. And also our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World.
Oh, both.
It's a twofer.
Oh,
you
wow.
Get Brady and Peter all in one show. And I have a preview already, although I'm not going to tell you, of tomorrow's What's Worse. And it is timely and, in my opinion, spectacular. So a big What's Worse tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour.
It is a packed show, huh?
Yeah, it's a big packed show. And we might even sneak in a board game of the week and a phone call or two. It'll be fun. Give us a call. We'll talk. No big whoop. 444-555. That's coffee talk with the old Saturday Night Live show. Oh, I date myself. That's okay. Now we've created controversy.
Yep, he's starting to stir up some rivalry.
Andrew in Maine says, to heck with Brady, bring in Brandon. Oh, Lord.
With a little winky face. He knows stirring the pot.
The brothers Ewing. I'll give you a preview. We may be doing the show up in Richland Center soon, and we'll have perhaps both the Ewing bros on again.
That would be great.
Because they work well individually, and they work well together.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Well, I have to ask their wives about that. I wouldn't go that far, but you know, that's the old Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup line. Yeah, I got it.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically speaking. Great show today. Appreciate Zommers. Appreciate all of you. Important issues. We'll continue to discuss them. Have some fun tomorrow. Join us then. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum. Keep banging on. And your day will come. Keep banging on. Banging on your drum.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Also, Civic Media's political editor. And as always, we'll wrap it up with this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.